noise. What I have to tell you, we're supported by Harvest Solar, locally owned solar electric company providing complete system design and installation of electric car charging systems and emergency backup power, tax incentives, and integration consulting also available on the web at harvestsolarmt.com or phone 570-8844. Harvest Solar, as sure as the sun will rise. And Real Food Market in Delhi and Helena, locally owned and featuring organic produce, bulk herbs, spices, and teas. Also offering kombucha on tap and boar's head meat and cheese, located at 1096 Helena Avenue. There you go. And this must be the weather. It's a breezy outside, not too cold quite yet. What does it say? Today, partly sunny, not really. Tonight, early flurries and rather cloudy with a low of 25, high of 34 tomorrow, a snow shower in the morning, and 23 overnight Saturday night. So mild winter, but it seemed like the weather was changing earlier. Winter's really whipping up. But it's not icy, not cold, not slippery yet, like it was the other day. Woo! That was exciting. So, I need to tell you, I've got the weather out of the way. That's it. Okay, this 3 o'clock hour is also supported in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography. From around the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online, explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. As is everything. Your whole life is an app, or an apple, or a pear, whichever you prefer. Can I get started here? Let's see. I put a CD in here, and the tracks are misnumbered on this CD, so I had to check. Fortunately, I got it right. No special theme ever on this show. Though I will admit I'm feeling a lot better than I was 2 weeks ago. So I think a lot of people are, right?
Well, what you say, baby? You look ready as Mr. Freddy this black. How about you and me going spinning at the track?
What's that, homie? If you think I'm going dancing on a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with father, and I mean father slack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the house of blue lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs, but trees is when they serve you those fine 8 beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. The house of blue lights.
Indiana Road with a sky blue Jaguar and a Thunderbird 4. Jaguar sitting on 99, trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Newtonville, had a speed sign sitting at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line, but the Jaguar and Thunderbird never made the sign. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird 4. Newtonville was a real small town, had 102.9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, told him park down in Newtonville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weed. Parked for 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden, dust rose on the road, said, here come the Jaguar and Thunderbird 4. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird 4. Sheriff double clutched second, put him in third, took right out after Jaguar and Thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crest of the hill, he's got a yard behind, there wasn't 2 more miles to the county line. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird 4. Old Sheriff was counting on the down the grade, with the tailwind pushing and he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gain his speed and waved goodbye, Jaguar pulled in the lead. Jaguar said, you ain't won the race yet, and pulled back around the bird like a saber jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind, when the T-Bird and Jaguar crossed the line. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird 4.
Beep, beep. I'm a road. 'cause I'm dating you, Anne. Here I go. You down. I'll see you someday, baby, somewhere hanging around.
With the fashions and acting like I'm tough.
From Quadrophenia, a fabulous album, Pete Townsend's Finest Moment, and one of those records I could probably live with if I had to whittle it down to a handful. That'd be one of them. Song for every mood. Sadly, the show I saw in 1973 was not Pete Townsend's highest point. It was actually a messy disaster, and I just saw somebody posted about The Who playing on that Quadrophenia tour in England. Played three nights at the Lyceum in London, which is a pretty small venue. And they said that was a huge problem, that they couldn't get all their gear on stage and nobody could see, and it was really loud. But they played as much of the Quadrophenia as they played live. Would have been one to see anyway. Nothing like seeing The Who in a small place. Right up front, close, where you can see them and feel them. What else is in there? That was a varied set. Started off with Ella Mae Morris and Company. I love that song. That's House of Blue Lights from a Gray Market compilation I own called The Roots of Chuck Berry. And there's a series of those. I have a couple other ones. But it collects together some really nice things, and that's one of them. Chuck Berry himself. I was scanning the big box set of Chuck Berry that I have, and that's actually a pretty early song. I thought it was a little bit later on. Jaguar and Thunderbird, one of his great car songs. A guy who knew how to write car songs about motivating over the hill and such. Genius. Bo Diddley, writing about cars. Roadrunner, also from his big box set. His was a little smaller. Classic. I know somewhere there's a giant box set of everything Bo Diddley recorded, which I would love, but I don't know about those big all-inclusive sets. Sometimes the fragments aren't so interesting, but there's a couple of Bo Diddley songs I'm missing, and I'd like to track them down. I've been too lazy to actually type in Let the Kids Dance and see where it comes up. That's the one I need. Deke Leonard is in there from a single, Diamond Road, that they stuck on the American version of Iceberg, its debut solo album, and the most recent Fancy Deluxe CD has that, and a couple other single sides on it too. Great song, great guy, surely miss him. He was funny as all get out, and an incredible writer. Besides songs, he wrote four books. I believe he wrote four books, and was probably working on one when he died, and his books are hysterical. They're historical books, accounts of his rock and roll years, with some colorful stories elaborated on. But he gets it across really well. Genius guy. Really fun guy to hang out with. I'm glad I got to know him. That got us to 25 after the hour of 3 on this sort of gray day here in the Gallatin Valley. Hope you're warm wherever you are and safe and tucked in and stuff. It's a strange time here in the world. I want to say here in Bolivia, but no, it's all over. This plague thing is pretty serious, and it's on the rise around here. So be careful. I was a little disturbed walking through the sub today, and seeing a lot of the kids not wearing masks, even though there's a big sign that says unless you're putting something in your pie hole, you should have a mask on, and people are not following that, and that's not a good thing, is it? Not at all.
The Friends of KGLT's annual t-shirt design contest is underway. We're looking for two original t-shirt designs for KGLT's 2021 Spring Fun Drive with a cash award of $250 for each selected design. Entry deadline is Friday, December 4th. Details and entry forms are available at kglt.net and on KGLT's Facebook page. Your design could be on the next KGLT t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a...
Through December 19th, Congregation Beth Shalom presents the 6th Annual Bozeman Jewish Film Festival with free online admission. All 6 festival films explore the diversity of Jewish life, and each will be available for 72 hours after its debut. A number of group discussions via Zoom are planned. More information, a film schedule, and access links are online at BethShalomBozeman.org.
Oh, I was going to say, I forgot. I got interrupted there. Don't know. Well, here I am. I was going to comment about the t-shirt contest. You know, it's a badge of honor to have a KGLT gear. When you donate, you get a hat or shirt or sweatshirt or hoodie. But if it's your design, that's a winner, plus some money. But good one. We've gotten some great designs as a result of this open call for our t-shirt design. So all you graphic artists, step up. You got 2 weeks to get it together, 3 weeks. Oh, you can do it. Inspiration, just stay up late, lots of coffee. I do have something to play. I've had a lot of time today to organize. I put things away, which is always satisfying. What I played 2 weeks ago, I put away yesterday and today. So I start with a clean slate, and there's not stuff stacked up everywhere. And I got the basics that I wanted to play. Then I just wandered around the record library at home, and the CDs, and just started pulling things out. Some old favorites, and I even had my big spreadsheet out to see. Try to remind me of bands I haven't played for a while, though I didn't get too far in that. But I found some good things to play, and this is one from mid-80s. This is from Florida, the Psycho Daisies.
Let me get off on your porch. for something like a telephone. When this man came on my TV, he looked a little bit like me. Yeah, I'm going back.
He's going back.
Yeah, I'm going back to Marble Country. Other day, but if I do, won't be too soon. She like my friends, a blonde head or blue-eyed goon. Yes, I'm going back.
He's going back.
Yeah, I'm going back to Marlboro Country.
More Johnny Thunders with the, in that case, with the Nomads, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, from the All Wrecked Up album. I think that was on a single too. They said he was a pain. No surprise there. I started from Charlie Pickett, Marlboro Country, which must have been on a single, an EP, something, one of his early releases. From Florida. Always actually start off with the Psycho Daisies. Get Off My Porch. I've written it all in the wrong order. Yeah, Psycho Daisies first. Get Off My Porch, then Charlie Pickett. Marlboro Country, a song that was a single in the 60s by his cousin Marky Markham and the Jesters. Great tune there. Johnny Thunders himself with the Heartbreakers from their one and only studio album, LAMF. You heard It's Not Enough. Donovan's Brain, that's Jim Kehoe singing that one. Hit Me in the Face. And there's Paul Rose singing in the background, too. Local guys. And then the Nomads rocking us out. It's 3:48. That's about where I want to be. Running a little late, but when I'm having a good time, it doesn't matter. Time is all relative. This 3 o'clock hour is this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Bozeman's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. They're located 29 West Main in downtown Bozeman. And the Dalians have landed. The Daily Coffee Bar, Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, opens with limited seating available. Mobile orders by using the Joe app. Information and menu available at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay. Now I can continue. It's on this one. Much to my surprise, they're continuing the David Bowie remix series. They did the one Man Who Sold the World, Man of Words, Man of Music, also known as Space Oddity, which came out really, really well. They did The Lodger first for a box set, and I'm not totally sold on that. But now they've done Man Who Sold the World, which has been reissued under the original title, which is Metropolist. And I just got it yesterday and spun it, and it sounds really good. My take on it is they've pushed the guitars up a little bit more. It's a little more present, and you can hear some of the details that were probably buried in the original mix, maybe intentionally, maybe just because of the state of the art at that point. But it's really good. This is the first David Bowie album I ever heard. I found it in the stacks at a radio station I was working at, and I listened to it and thought, goodness gracious, this is good. And I went back to my boss and said, this is good, we should be playing it. And he said, nah, never heard of the guy.
Law. Its logic stopped war, gave them food, how they adored, till it cried in its boredom. Yeah.
watching from a vantage point nearby. Apprehension creeping like a tube train up your spine. Will the tightrope reach the end? Will a final couplet rhyme? And it's high time, Cymbeline. It's high time, Cymbeline. Please wake me. A butterfly with broken wings is falling by your side. The ravens all are closing in. There's nowhere you can hide. Your manager and agent are both busy on the phone, selling colored photographs to magazines back home. And it's high time, Cymbeline. It's high time, Cymbeline. Please wake me. The lines converging where you stand, they must have moved the picture plane. The leaves are heavy around your feet, you hear the thunder of the train. Suddenly it strikes you that they're moving into range, and Doctor Strange is always changing size. And it's high time, Cymbeline. It's high time, Cymbeline. Please wake me.
It's Pink Floyd from their soundtrack album More, which I think is their third release, the second with Dave Gilmour. And that song, Cymbeline, I think that was the only one that entered their stage show and stayed there for a long time, or at least from 1970-71 or so. Great song, beautiful. Album's actually really, really good too. Pink Floyd's best when they don't have a concept, they're just playing songs, and it's hard for them to shake that thing, you know, the whole sidelong epic and then all the big concepts. Sometimes a little